This weekend, candidates for Congressional District 1 gather in HPR studios for a political forum. Today, our partners at Honolulu Civil Beat feature a story about those running for the office and where they sit on the ideological spectrum. Reporter Nick Ruby is taking a break from Washington, D.C., where he's based now, and joins us this morning from the newsroom in Kaimuki. Welcome back, Nick.
Aloha, Catherine. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, so interesting take. I mean, this is really the veterans and the newbies, right, this race?
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the field of candidates, I mean, really, you have some folks who have been in politics for a long time. The front runner right now is, at least according to the latest polls, a poll from the Honolulu Star Advertiser is Ed Case, of course, a former congressman. And then we have Doug Chin, former AG and current LG, a lieutenant governor for the state of Hawaii, who, while this is the first time he's running as a candidate, has been around politics in recent years, including as former Honolulu Mayor Peter Carlisle's right-hand man. You also have Donna Mercado Kim, the state senator who was once Senate president, who's been in politics for decades. And then you have people like Kaniela Ng and Beth Fukumoto, both of them who are in politics currently as state representatives and have been for the past several years, but who are young and who are trying to bring more progressive ideas into the Democratic Party right now.
And your story is basically that they're not getting too much traction.
Right. I mean, I think when you look at what's happening with the Democratic Party nationally, you see a lot of people in the party sort of running toward Bernie Sanders and some of the messages that him and that progressive sect of the party have embraced and have been expounding upon over the past several months and years. And I think when you look at the victory of someone like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over Joseph Crowley in New York, you see where that message has sort of resonated in a Democratic district. But here in Hawaii, as we're seeing with the polls, that message doesn't seem to be resonating, and that Democratic Socialist message doesn't seem to be resonating as much.
Right, so not so much here. But then also there is a strategy, you know, the new up-and-comers basically join a race to kind of get their name out there, so they really don't maybe expect to win, but at least they'll get their name recognition and with the hopes that down the road they will get into a higher office.
Well, yeah, I think if you ask the candidates themselves, they would tell you that they are in it to win it. I think Kaniela Ng, for instance, believes that the polls aren't accurate, and they were not accurate in the Ocasio-Cortez-Crowley race. But yes, I think there's also something to be said about getting your name out there for the next time you want to run for office or move up the ladder in politics as well.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, Nick. Glad you're back.
Thank you. Well, thank you. Thanks again for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. Well, we regularly bring you a reality check from Honolulu Civil Beat, today featuring reporter Nick Ruby. To read the full story, visit civilbeat.org.